on Breakfast with Vossie, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Are you ready, Michelle?
Oh, I sure am. Pumped.
All right. Can you say I, Michelle Bishop?
I, Michelle Bishop.
Take the Ken Oath.
Take the Ken Oath.
Ken Oath.
Ken Oath.
Ken Oath.
I'm not going to say it again, Vossie.
Okay. Yes, that's pretty much
I've
it.
I've taken it.
Kennard Tyre makes your job easy. Call your local branch today. They get very busy around a Friday. You want to get there early if you want something to hire over the weekend. They give you the best advice, the best equipment. So great to have Kennard's on board with your 6:30 sports update. You covered Norm Provan's passing on 7 News last night and spoke to a range of people.
Oh, I did. What a special day it was for me. I'll kick it off by saying when I got off air yesterday, I got a phone call from my 11-year-old son in the phone. It just kept ringing and ringing. I'm thinking, gee, he must want me. He said, Mum, have you heard the news? I said, what's up? And he said, the man in the trophy died, the big tall one. Reason why I'm talking about this morning is the fact that he's 11 years of age and Norm Provan has just touched so many people, so many generations. He's an absolute superstar of his era. As you talked about before, the 256 games for the Dragons, played all those premierships. He was just an absolute dominant figure in the game. And yesterday I had the privilege of catching up with Carol Raper, the wife of the legendary Johnny Raper, Johnny Riley and his wonderful wife. We sat around for quite some time. Steve Edge dropped in as well. Just reminiscing, going over, what a wonderful man he was. Carol talked about him being their captain, not just the captain on the field, but the captain of all the wives as well. A beautiful, humble man who was very much loved. Johnny Riley, I could have sat with him for hours, as I say. I'll just briefly go through a story with you. He said he told us one day that Norm turned up at the SCG to play in one of those very famous grand finals, and he didn't have his pass with him. The man at the gate said, well, sorry, you won't be coming in. He said, well, sorry, sir, but there won't be a grand final. The point of the matter was that Riley's like, here's Norm Provan. He's, 8 foot, one of the most recognisable figures in rugby league, and he wasn't going to be, let in the game. Now, the other story I wanted to share with you guys today was Steve Edge. He gave me two very special ones. Almost jumping on the spot physically, Vossie, going through these yarns. He talked about being a 10-year-old and waiting on the sideline at Jubilee Oval to get this giant man's autograph. And the fact that Norm would stand around for ages, like hours, making sure that every single kid that lined up there managed to not walk away without getting his autograph, which I thought was just so special. And now this is a really funny one. Many, many years ago, when Edgy was quite young, so Steve Edge needed a fridge. We all know that Norm had the electrical store. So he didn't have sort of the guts and didn't want to annoy Norm by ringing up and asking, saying, I need to know about a fridge, what do I buy? So he called the store and he said to the guy that answered the phone, look, I'm just really keen to buy a fridge. I know Norm quite well, but I don't want to annoy him. He's a busy man. I have no idea what to buy. So 15 minutes later, the guy on the other end of the phone's gone through everything possible about a fridge and what fridge that he should be purchasing. And just before Edgy hung up, he said, and by the way, it's Norm, and you didn't annoy me. Just such a lovely man.
There's a bit, look, and you're talking about greats, there's a bit of Mick Cronin in that tale too. I mean, Mick Cronin's pulling the beers. When we say drop in and give a visit to the Gerringong Hotel, there's Mick. Mick's still pulling the beers. They're cut of a different cloth. Your anecdote about the trophy is so true. I wonder, and again, it's another one to throw out to our listeners who follow all sport, is there a more iconic trophy? Is there more a trophy which is a greater symbol of the sport where it is awarded? I mean, because that is such a gladiatorial image, but it's respect, it's mateship. Is there another trophy like it in world sport? I mean, anywhere on the planet that has a trophy that is such a symbol of the sport that it represents. 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. Getting lots of nominations, Michelle, too. Lots of people recalling famous rugby league players owning retail stores. One listener says Clive Churchill owned a bottle shop at one stage of his post-football life. So I'll put Clive Churchill down. I said, I remember John Sattler. He had disposal stores up in Queensland Army, disposal stores and those sorts of things. Put down John Sattler. Now, also, NRL player movement. The Josh Hodgson one's a big one. I think the Tigers fans would get excited if they snare him.
Oh, if I was a Tigers fan, I'd be excited. Absolutely.
He's still got a current year, that 1 year left to run on his deal at the Raiders. But Ricky Stewart and Michael Maguire, they're obviously in talks to make that transfer happen. I think it is a bit of a win-win. Both clubs generally interested in making it happen. I think I read somewhere that Ricky Stewart and Hodgson have a strong bond. I'm not convinced that that's actually the case, to be honest. But look, the thing that'll draw this out, I think, is that whole standoff of who wants to put in what money. And this is one of the criticisms. We talked about the changes at the West Tigers that Tim Sheens will bring. This is one of those criticisms, that to make decisions, make things happen instead of going through 7 million committees. But, we'll probably see this happen. Tom Starling will have to step up for the Green Machine. And, look, they're looking pretty good for next year with, Jamal Fogarty on that three-year deal. There's still very strong rumours around that Adam Elliott will land there. And, obviously, with the West Tigers, they've got Jackson Hastings, Oliver Gildart, and they've just signed Tyrone Peachy. So, a bit of a win-win looking up for both clubs, really.
We're not going to have a quiet week this off-season. There's going to be signing news every week, if not every day. Now, just one last one. Just on the Everest, we have not a wardrobe malfunction, but we do have controversy in regards to fashion.
Oh, we tackle all the big issues here. And speaking of trophies, that Everest trophy is pretty, well-known right around the world now. It's only relatively new in its infancy, but it's worth a lot of money, a lot of diamonds to a lot of women. fashion-wise. They pretty much will go hand in hand. Most race days, there's a colour or a theme associated with whatever the particular race is. But tomorrow, the Everest, cut-out dresses, they have been banned. They do not want any kind of dresses where the fabric is cut out, exposing too much skin. You will not be allowed in. There's been a few complaints, but the ACT director, Angela Bell McSweeney, who I must say knows a thing or two about fashion, she's always very beautifully dressed and, into all the magazines and all that sort of stuff. She said, no, they're standing firm on this one. It's a tradition and you will be turned away. And that's despite the fact that it is the biggest fashion at the moment on all the catwalks in Milan, New York, London. Now for the men, this is a big one. Mm. No shoes without socks. Now, champion jockey Corey Brown, he loves this look. I've discussed this look with him at length for a long time, thinking, how do you wear shoes with no socks? But he loves it, but it's banned. So don't turn up tomorrow.
What's the definition? What if they got the little inners there? I mean, does that qualify, the little inner inside the shoe?
I suppose if you can see something.
That's the big story. I was unaware of that. I'll throw that out there to our listeners too. Shoes without socks, thoughts? Is that
Can't
your go?
It. Don't like it.
1300 01 1170. What does it say about a person? The shoes with no socks look, and the pants, rolled up just halfway down the shin. 0457 736 736. Fashion, not really my field of expertise, I must say.
Oh, Michelle, nor mine.
Very, 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 very interesting. Sorry, look, by the way, just on the women's wear, of course, now I'm right in saying, was not the first time the miniskirt was seen in Australia, was on a race course, was it not? Was it? I'm trying to think, it might have been a Melbourne Cup Carnival. The miniskirt's made an appearance.
Fine.
But that was years
still
and years
wear a miniskirt.
At the time, the miniskirt wasn't. I'm saying right. it was through the racing fold that it got its first glimpse. Anyway, you've taken the Ken Oath, Michelle, and you're all the better for it. So well done.
Feeling great. Talk soon.